going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan and pregame of Caps Hockey. We're Grant and Danny. What a Friday. Field trip's been a blast out here in Pupitella. Chantilly showed up. Thanks to everybody for coming out, saying hello, eating and drinking with us, and being merry ahead of playoff puck and the NFL draft. Pupitella Pizza. Hospitality's been fantastic. I don't know
Unbelievable.
That as a group, thank God for Copair and the fact that I'm, by way of injection, just not able to eat that much anymore. But I'm going to say collectively as a unit, Ryan pulling his weight, you pulling your weight, everybody else. I don't know that a show's ever eaten more at a remote.
Per person.
Than has been consumed here today. They just kept sending stuff since we sat down at 1:30.
The volume has been impressive, as has the flavor and taste. I tell you, the fattest thing that I've done today, and there's been many, was that entire bowl that was meant for like a little league team of the fried dough with the sugar and Nutella on it.
Did you eat it all?
Ryan helped. A lot of me in there. And then he was like, I'm telling you, you got to do this gelato. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And then I did, and then I got a second gelato. That was only my favorite flavor of gelato, which is the salted caramel with like chunks of like a little caramel bar, like a chocolate thing. I don't know. It tasted like happy. And I pummeled that too. And I feel dreadful. But happy in the same, at the same time.
It's a dreadful feeling that only comes when you've eaten all of your feelings into happiness. There's also yes. there's also nervousness.
I do the nervous thing. I do it.
It's
do
a
that.
Game three tonight. If the Caps go up, inevitably, they'll find a way likely to move on. If they lose, now game four becomes critical and everybody's nervous and you can't let that series get even coming back to D.C. So tonight feels very, very big. Before we get to the Capitals, and I want to end the show with our predictions on who's going to score a goal and get into the game. Let's get you the leadoff and prepare for Nats baseball. They're taking on the New York Mets tonight. James Wood sitting at 8 home runs, meaning he's on pace for 51 on the season. Dylan Cruz did have an 8-game hitting streak snapped last night. Another good start by Mackenzie Gore. 6 innings, 2 runs. He is one of 2 starters in the National League who's had 4 6-inning, 2 or fewer run outings already this season. He's leading Major League Baseball in strikeouts. But the leadoff is presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Kodai Senga starting for the Mets.
Yeah.
He's got a .79 ERA. He's been sparkling.
So good luck tonight against that ghost fork. That'd
Jake be Irvin's been terrific for the Nats, though, since his first start of the year. Irvin, a 3-6, and he has been nails for now 2-plus starts.
Leading off play, shortstop seat. Jake. Abrams batting second to left field. James Wood batting third. He's playing first. Nathaniel Lowe, batting fourth, doing the catching. Kaber Ruiz batting fifth at second base, Luis Garcia Jr. batting sixth, your DH, Josh Bell, batting seventh in right field, Dylan Cruz, batting eighth at third base, Jose Tana, and batting ninth at center field, your guy, my guy, our guy, that's Jacob Young.
Nats had won 4 of 5 before losing yesterday. They've had a couple of those this season to end series. I can think back to the Pirates 4-game set where they got shut out. The first run of the game was scored on a leadoff home run by O'Neill Cruz, and then nobody scored again.
Yeah.
And they were just too easy to pitch to. It was a fast game. Nobody worked counts. Every time you looked up, 5 pitches into an inning, they already had 2 outs, and you know, the pitcher was right back on the mound. Same thing happened last night.
Last year's game against the Rockies, too.
Yeah.
Second game of doubleheader. Yeah, you're right.
And there's just been one too many of those. So you got to battle. Every at-bat has to matter. You got to grind. They're capable of doing it, but you just can't give ABs away. But they need more offense. They can't just wait on the James Wood home run or, you know, the big fly from Nathaniel Lowe. Or Josh Bell basically only gets hits when he's hitting home runs at this point.
Yep.
They got to start building a little more offense and stringing together some base hits.
Yeah, so you've seen some good moments and good swings. Luis Garcia stayed on the ball the other night, pelted a ball to left center field for a big RBI. More of those more consistently, and all of a sudden you could be one of those pain-in-the-butt offenses to deal with.
All right, so I'm going to put the names in the randomizer.
Here we go.
You can watch me hit randomize 3 times. I'm going to put them in the order of the standings currently,
okay,
which means Dad, who's got 3.
Oh, Dad.
Okay, then Ryan, who's got 2. Then Danny, who's sitting at 1 goal.
Yep.
And then Toby and myself, both at 0 goals.
Okay.
The way the challenge works here, very simple. We're predicting which Capitals score goals tonight. For every goal scored, we get a point. We'll look at this leaderboard at the end of the postseason. And the winner, I believe we said, gets $1 million.
It's $1 million out of Grant's personal $1 million stash.
So, 1, 2,
yep,
3 randomizations. Ryan will have the first pick tonight.
Unbelievable.
I will get the second pick. Toby, trying to get on the board, will get the third pick.
I'm back and forth again.
Danny, you pick 4th.
Every time I pick 4th.
Dad is sitting 5th with his 3-0 lead, or 3-2 lead now, over Ryan, but he was 3-0 after game 1.
Should I just take Lars Eller now and save you guys the breath when I do it with my 3rd pick?
You can do whatever you want.
Unreal.
It's up to you, man. All right, Ryan, you're coming off a heater. You got 2 goals from Connor McMichael in game 2 of the series. Who will you be taking with the first pick in the 2025 Game 3 Capital to Score Gold Draft?
Yeah, this is going to be a quick one, everybody. The pick is in.
Are you sure, though? Doesn't
sound
like
the pick in, though?
It doesn't seem like the pick is in.
It felt as if the pick was in, but I can assure you the pick is now in. But with that said, I will be selecting Alex Ovechkin to score a goal in tonight's contest. The Great 8. Actually, no, forget the Great 8. The Great One. He is the greatest to ever do it.
Wow.
He's going to do it yet again tonight. Get a goal for me, Ovi.
Alex Ovechkin does have 2 goals and 3 points, second on the team in the early going of this postseason run. Of course, during the regular season, Ovi's 44 led all Capitals. I've got the second pick, and I'm ready to make my selection. With pick 2 in the Cap to Score a Goal Draft, the guy that will get me on the board tonight, Tom Wilson. Big number 43, crashing the net, working hard in the crease. Tom Wilson will score his first goal of this series. Give me Willie to get on the board.
Keep swinging that axe, my friend. Keep picking Tom Wilson.
I have picked Tommy, I think, in all 3 games.
All the time.
But the problem is, and you know this, it's like if you play the numbers in the lottery like every single time, you have a better chance. If you only randomly play them sometimes, you could miss out the time that it's yours. So if I keep going off of Tom Wilson, I'm eventually going to miss his goal. You see?
In a way.
I got to keep going with Tom.
Yeah, you can't not go with Tom. Yeah.
All right, that means that pick number 3 is up. Toby, you
That's
on
Toblerone.
The pick is in. I'm going to go with number 17, top line center, Dylan Strome, to net 1 tonight.
Me and Toby are just trying hard to get on the board. Yeah. He's at least going with someone who scored in the series.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan Strome finally got me a goal the other night. He cared that I was shut out, so that was nice of him to do that. Very well. I think it's my turn, so the pick is in. We keep beating this drum. Keep bleeping that you-know-what. Let's try it one more time. Mr. Pierre-Luc Dubois, come on down. My pick in the first round. PLD.
I feel like he's earned a goal.
I do, too.
It doesn't work that way. But he's definitely been around the net enough. He's doing enough good things.
I feel like the line has. McMichael got his two the other night. It feels like they're always there. They're always close.
Feels inevitable. All right, that's Dad's music, boys and girls. He's got both the fifth and the sixth pick to get us going into round two.
Yeah, just wanted to be known. This is collusion. Back-to-back times. I've been in the lead and had to pick last.
Yeah.
But the pick is in. The fifth pick in the collusion draft, we will be selecting. Oh, I forgot who was it. Oh, no, I'm going with Connor McMichael. Connor McMichael will be welcoming to my team.
Mikey did get Ryan two goals in game two, and then Ryan turned his back on Connor McMichael.
He did.
For tonight's game, which was interesting. But you're looking for him to stay hot, which I can appreciate. Who will you be taking with the first pick of round two, Darius?
You'll find out once I play this NFL draft sound. With the first pick of round two, we will welcome Nick Dow. That'll be Dowder, former guest of the Grant Danny Show, to the squad.
Steamed for a fourth-line Dowder goal. A little early Dowder call from Darius. He's got a hunch.
Randy Duye back on the clock, and my pick is in. It's important to this man. He tried. He actually was one of the few people that have tried to get me goals. In fact, he hit some iron in the first few minutes of game number two. He joins the Grant and Danny program. He eats raw hearts of animals. Give me Jacob Chychrun.
Danny's working with PLD and Chicky. Darius has Mikey and Dowd. Toby is up to add to Stromer. This is the third pick of round two. This is pick number eight in the cap to score a goal tonight draft.
The pick is in. We're going to go with this guy is due. He's only ever scored an empty net goal in his hockey career. He's due. Give me Kid Leno, Ryan Leonard. First time with a goalie in the net scoring a goal in the NHL.
I could see it. He has been a great
talking about deserving goals. Yeah, he deserves one.
He set up Andrew Mangiapane a couple of times, and Mangiapane has done everything he can not to put the puck in the back of the net. But Leonard has certainly given him his chances. That brings me to the dance floor for my second pick.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I just mentioned him. I think he's been close. Led the team in expected goals in game one. Had chances in game two. Andrew Mangiapane. By the way, in the back of his head, right now he's got to be thinking, Alexi Protas is getting closer. How far to the line of demarcation am I? Am I above the threshold that I can't be parked? Ryan Leonard, Taylor Radish. There's a little more motivation, I think, for 88.
Well, wait till someone pregame tells him, hey, dude, you're on Grant's nightly goal thing.
Yeah.
That's my motivation.
Wilson and Mangiapane for me. Back to Ryan to round out his roster. He gets to complete round two and kick off round three.
And the pick is in. Anthony Beauvillier, this is your time tonight. You have been buzzing the net the last few games here. You just scored in game one. You're going to get another one in game three in Montreal. The first goal of tonight's game. So I'm excited.
That seems like a lot of value to get a top-line guy who's probably been the best player on the team through two games. All the way at pick 10 of this draft.
That's a good
Cleary just
spot.
Get a steal and not Ovi, but Bovi. I think he did.
The Ovi-Bovi pair.
Yeah. Is there anybody you can rhyme with Ovi and Bovi? I guess not.
Nothing at this point in time, but I will say this. The pick is in.
Oh, I like that with you.
Give me Alexander Alexeyev. I don't know how to pronounce that last name there, totally there, but I will say he just got his teeth knocked out. He's going to knock in a goal in tonight's contest in Montreal, so I am excited for that one.
You landed the dismount on his pronunciation as well.
I know. It's a tough one. I'm not going to lie. It still crosses me up to this day.
You crushed it. No issues. Nobody would have known anything if you didn't mention it. You were all over it. His teeth are still being carried around in the pocket of like some guy who cleans the ice in the town.
Tough.
So, but a goal could be in the offing. All right, I believe I am up. Go ahead and fire the music. I'm completing my line. He's got Ovi, Bovi, and Alexiev. I've got Wilson, Mangiapane, and let's go with Doggy Duhane to get it done. It's number 22 in your program, number one in your heart. I did buy a Brandon Duhane's sweater.
You did.
The last game that I attended, game two of these playoffs. Why not, while I'm wearing my Duhane sweater out and about tonight, Doggy scores me a goal?
I believe I'm
this
now.
Is one of,
oh, go ahead.
Sorry, Tobes. I was just going to say.
No, Danny, you should wait longer before you say.
Because I was actually I was thinking of what I want to say. I was like, do I want to do a zing? I don't. Like, because it becomes, if he's too mainstream, do you have to give the jersey back? Like, if he has a good playoff series, is it like, does it cheapen the jersey for you?
Oh, that's interesting.
Because that's what I was thinking of. And I realized you can't just think of stuff. You have to say it on the radio.
And especially when there's two people in another studio who can't see us waiting for us to talk.
Yeah.
It's a good point. If he has a great series and people start buying his sweater, then I would stop wearing it. That's a good point. That is a thing. Mm. That's real.
Okay.
He's got to score a lot of goals for that.
He's got to have, a lot of goals.
Tobes, you are up, my friend.
The pick is in. I went with a blue liner. John Carlson let me down in game two, so we're going to switch it up. Give me Rasmus Sandin to find the back of the net tonight.
Ooh, 38. Sandin. Rasmus here Sandin.
Go. Here we go.
He can skate. He's been good, I think. He's been moving the puck.
This is one of those unheralded type things,
yeah.
But I think he's actually been really good here in this series.
So Danny's got PLD and Chicky. He is rounding out his trio. You're just two goals off the pace here.
Yeah.
Two back of Darris's lead.
I should pick fourth more. The pick is in, I guess. Joe B. joined us earlier and said, yeah, Granddaddy, I had a conversation with this guy. I said, you're due for one. And he said, yeah, beyond due. I really like Pinot Noir and red wine. I made that last part up, but that's how Joe B. talks, guys. Give me Lars Eller to break the longest drought in human history. Lars Eller hasn't scored since Bill Clinton was president. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know this. He hasn't scored in a long time. Tonight is the night? Question mark? Lars Eller.
I like your Joe B. You should get an extra pick for your Joe B. And that brings us back to Darris Dameron, who's working with Connor McMichael and Nick Dowd, the final Capital to be drafted in our cap to score a goal draft.
And pick us in. It seems I'm taking the guys that Ryan once rejected because he had them on his team this previous two times. I'm going to go with Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Wow.
TVR.
I kind of love the third round most. It's so random. We're just throwing stuff in a blender.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, Taylor Radish is just watching TVR get taken. You guys know how weird that is, right? Like, TVR? All right, we're doing it every week, every show, every game. As long as this run goes, it seems like someone is going to pick Van Riemsdyk.
Now, so I think the last person has to pick TVR now.
It seems like,
even if there's someone more desirable on the board, you have to take TVR.
Think about how funny it's going to be if he actually and when he actually scores.
I mean, listen, Brooks Orpik had a Stanley Cup goal. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's my corollary. Like, that's the funky bleep that happens in this thing.
Ovi, Bovi, and Alexiev for Clary. I've got Wilson, Mangiapane, and Doggy. Toby's got Stromer, Little Kid Leno, and Rasmus Sandin. Danny has PLD, Chicky, and Lars. And Dad's got Mikey, Dowder, and Trevor Van Riemsdyk. All right, there you go.
Here
your
go.
Caps to score a goal draft.
There we go.
Darris, three on the board. Ryan's got two. Danny's got one. Toby and I sitting at zero, which brings us back to the Commanders and pick 61. Danny, do you think they end up being able to trade back, or do you think they make a pick?
I think they trade this. I think they're able to maneuver around the board. It may not be the deal we all want. It may not be that I can't believe they got that haul. I think it'll be utilitarian. They'll probably slide back maybe 15, 20 picks somewhere in there, pick up an extra third rounder just to add some more bodies here, knowing they have enough holes. And I think this draft, it's a really good draft. This draft is deep enough where they're going to be able to find some helpful pieces. It may not be that the 5.5 or 6 out of 10, but it could be that solid 5 at a position of need. A couple of their deep spots, I think, in this draft, they'll be able to find a running back with that extra third round pick they're going to pick up, or maybe a wide receiver, maybe an edge that they like. But to me, I think they're going to be able to move back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they are able to get back down the board as well. I've had the question several times today out here at Pupatella Pizza, the question being, what do you want them to do? If they stay, what position would you most like to work out for them that a great player is there? I would go back to their biggest need. I think edge is a massive need for this team. It has been their biggest need since they kind of neglected it in the offseason. They allowed Dante Fowler, their only double-digit sack guy last year, at that position to walk. Dorrance Armstrong, who finished strong, is their top player at defensive end. Wise is more of a tweener run stuffer type at this point. Cleveland Farrell is not a guy that's going to generate a lot of pressure. Jacob Martin, to me, may or may not make the roster, but is not anybody that is going to scare an offense or get home very often. So they have two options. They either get an edge who can get to the quarterback before the start of the season by way of the draft tonight, free agency eventually when someone gets cut in training camp, and maybe that's where this thing is trending.
Right.
Or the other option would be what I referenced earlier, which is maybe they say, you know who could be a really good pass rusher as a defensive end standing up? Frankie Louvu. And they just shock everybody tonight maybe and draft an off-ball linebacker. If you see them go linebacker at 61, or even if they were to trade back anytime shortly thereafter, I think you should immediately be thinking Frankie Louvu is their new defensive end on passing downs. He is that good as a pass rusher. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's a chameleon. He can do a little bit of everything. And at some point, they have to start getting creative to mask this deficiency. And if they've decided we're just not able to find a guy that we really like there, no problem. Have a linebacker replace him. Stand him up, because I think he's a better pass rusher than anybody on the team at that position.
Yeah, a dubious honor, but B, I actually do think he's pretty good at it. I'm with you. Yeah, it's about maximizing your best 11. And, you know, are you best served with him in that Swiss Army knife role, or is more of a full-time pass rusher? I think ultimately you'd like to be the kind of defense where he can do that also, but it may end up being that out of necessity, to your point, you're better with name that off-ball linebacker and Louvu on passing downs, you know, kind of picking his spot to rush against the weak link of the offensive side. So I think that's an astute point by you. Again, I'm now open to more things because of what happened in the first round with Connerly, that I did not see how the need lined up. I didn't see how the roster construction was going to work. Because to me, oh, they've got that set because Coleman's the right tackle. In my mind, before you started talking, or before last night, I would have gone, well, Lou was your off-ball linebacker. Unless he isn't, right? Unless it's now I have an asset, let me deploy it in a slightly different way. Because maybe they decide there's nobody in this edge, defensive end, whatever you want to call it, class, that's going to be enough of a difference maker over the next couple of years that warrants the selection here. Try to fill the glass with hope, and that's not going to do it. If they had a surefire dude right there, Adam Peters has said that even in one of his in the presser, if the highest player on our board was a defensive end, we would have done that. So it means they didn't love the guys that were there. And I don't know that they're going to love somebody back at that point at 61 or maybe later if they trade back that's that big of a difference maker. Like, is that guy better than filling your blank off-ball linebacker with Louvu now as kind of a pass rusher, or with Louvu there and a neophyte kid trying to play edge in for a competitive team? I don't know the answer to that.
They need a cornerback, but they need a pass rusher more. They need a running back, but I'd say the same thing. You know, wide receiver, and it's the same, right? There's still a gap between those needs. I will still be frustrated if we get to the fifth round and they haven't added a speedy weapon at running back. I'll also be annoyed if they don't add a speedy weapon at wide receiver, but they can't do everything if they don't trade back. They just don't have the picks at this point. What was your favorite pick last night, by the way? Round one. What stands out to you as kind of a nice grab?
Oh, that's it. Okay. Let me rip through it. To me, I loved Denver taking Jahdae Barron. I thought that was, you know, because everyone's talking about the maneuvers around the board and some of the trades and the different things. They just whisper quiet, stayed home, and got themselves, potentially one of the best secondaries in football, adding to it, the cornerback from Texas. I also loved, again, kind of a little bit not that sexy right beforehand, Tampa going Egbuka. What a nice fit there opposite Mike Evans for a receiving core that, you know, you wouldn't think needs something, but then once you realize that that there's constant injury and Godwin's always kind of staying banged up, they need to kind of replenish for a team that's young almost everywhere else. Actually, thought that ended up being a pretty smart pick.
Bills getting Maxwell Harrison, the corner, who could fly. I think it's going to be a really nice pick for them at 30. And also really like the Ravens, who seem to always just get the guy, a la the Eagles, that falls into their lap. Malachi Starks at safety to play opposite Kyle Hamilton. Pretty good.
Kansas City getting Josh Simmons, too, a guy they thought wouldn't be there for him. That was kind of the guy they set out to get and ended up there. That was pretty good for them.
Yeah, lest we forget the last game they played, how badly things went for them on the offensive line. All right, we will end the show with our Caps Elite Player of the Game presented by Power and Energy Corporation. Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service, complete power solutions. Elite Power and Energy Corp. NBCSN.com. Give me your prediction for your elite player of the game tonight.
Logan Thompson. This is going to be hellacious. It's going to be loud. It's going to be feverish. It's going to be an explosion for an organization and a fan base that hasn't had a lot to cheer about recently, right? This is their playoff time. They think they're kind of starting something big with this young group, one of the youngest teams in the history of the Stanley Cup championship here, and they're kind of building, and this is their chance to kind of go nuts. I think it's going to be furious and loud and high-energy, buzzing team to kind of come out of the gates of the first few minutes. I think Thompson's got to steal this one. If you're going to win this game, I think Thompson's got to do a lot of what he did in the third period the other night and make a few epic saves to help kind of withstand this charge. So give me Logan Thompson as the star of the game.
My Capitals player to lock in on tonight, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, is going to be Taylor Radish. The Capitals player to lock in on, Radish, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key. Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team since 1961. Radish, I think, is playing for his spot in the roster. He's playing for his spot as a starter so that he's not the guy that gets parked if and when Protas comes back. He's got to basically outshine little kid Leno Ryan Leonard, because I think it's those two guys that are scratching and clawing to keep their gigs, with Protas getting closer and closer to returning. He is on the trip. You feel good about the Caps tonight? You think they get a win?
I don't. I don't feel great about this one. I think this is one of those, okay, you get punched in the mouth. You could have dropped either of those first couple of games, right? With Montreal's energy, I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk. I don't think it's a four-game type series. I think they drop this one. That'll be just fine. They'll come back swinging here on Sunday. So I think they actually lose this one, but come back 3-1, win the next one.
You got to get one of the two. I don't really care which. It'd be nicer from a nerves and anxiety standpoint, I guess, if it's tonight. But you've got to get one of the two. Come back, as you said, 3-1. We got to thank everybody out here at Pupatella Pizza. What a wonderful experience this has been. All of the folks that have made this show possible. The hospitality was awesome.
Top notch, man.
Thanks so much to them. All of the listeners who came out as well. Tons of fun. Danny, I don't think I've seen you eat this much in a long time. Congratulations on that.
I'm now expecting right in the stomach. This is tough, dude. I mean, I feel both great and terrible about myself at the same time. Amazing.
Go watch Caps hockey. Make it all feel better.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up my son from practice on the way home, and then my feet is up watching some hockey.
Attaboy. For Ryan and Middle Chris out here on site, and for Toby and Darius back in studio.